What's up, wisdom warriors? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Today, we're diving deep into something super crucial, practicing self-compassion through meditation. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? You know that feeling when you mess up and those inner critic whispers start kicking in? Well, hold on to your hats, because we're about to turn that negative noise into a soothing chorus of self-love. Now, I get it. Meditation can sound like something straight out of a yoga retreat, peaceful vibes, incense burning, and all that jazz. But trust me, this isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about finding those quiet moments to connect with yourself, acknowledge your imperfections, and treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a friend who's going through a tough time. Think of it like this. We all have an inner critic, right? That voice that constantly judges our every move, points out our flaws, and makes us feel inadequate. But what if we could reframe that inner dialogue? What if instead of berating ourselves for mistakes, we acknowledged them with understanding, offered ourselves support, and focused on learning and growing from the experience? That's where meditation comes in. It gives us the tools to quiet that inner critic, create space for self-compassion, and cultivate a more positive relationship with ourselves. It's about recognizing our humanness, embracing our imperfections, and practicing kindness towards ourselves, even when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start your journey of self-compassion through meditation. 1. Start small. You don't need to meditate for hours on end to reap the benefits. Even a few minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Think of it like building muscle consistency is key. Start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day and gradually increase the duration as you feel more comfortable. 2. Focus on your breath. Your breath is an anchor that brings you back to the present moment. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide your attention back to your breath. Feel the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils, the warmth as you exhale. 3. Acknowledge your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Meditation isn't about erasing your thoughts or emotions, it's about observing them with curiosity and acceptance. When challenging thoughts arise, simply acknowledge them, label them as thoughts, not facts, and let them pass like clouds in the sky. 4. Cultivate self-kindness. Imagine yourself as a dear friend going through a difficult time. Would you berate them? Of course not. You'd offer words of comfort, encouragement, and support. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding. 5. Practice regularly. Like any skill, meditation takes practice. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders or you find it challenging at first. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every moment spent cultivating self-compassion is a victory. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and tripped, spilling your coffee all over yourself. Your first instinct might be to yell, I'm such an idiot. But what if instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the mishap with a gentle, and focused on cleaning up? That's self-compassion in action, recognizing that we all make mistakes, treating ourselves with kindness, and moving forward without dwelling on negativity. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or avoiding challenges, it's about approaching life with a healthy dose of understanding and acceptance. It allows us to face our struggles with greater resilience, bounce back from setbacks more easily, and cultivate a deeper sense of inner peace. Remember, wisdom warriors, you are worthy of love, compassion, and kindness starting with yourself. Take those first steps towards self-compassion through meditation. Your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences with practicing self-compassion in the comments below. What are some ways you incorporate mindfulness into your daily life? Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other on our journey towards inner strength and well-being. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.